March 8, 2020. Second Sunday of Lent, Year A. Today's Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew 17:1-9 tells us the story of the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we go to the spiritual importance of the Transfiguration of Christ, it will be good to know what the word Transfiguration means. According to the English dictionary, the word transfiguration means a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. As we heard in the Gospel reading, Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, his face shone like the sun and his clothes became white as light. The transfiguration of Christ is the culminating point of his public life, as his baptism is its starting point, and his ascension its end. For Saint Leo the Great, the principal aim of the Transfiguration was to banish from the disciples' souls the scandal of the cross. Hence, in the midst of the greatest sufferings, Jesus gives his disciples the consolation they need to keep going forward. This consolation is for us too as we journey through these 40 days of penance, mortification, and repentance. This consolation states the spiritual significance of Transfiguration of Christ, which can be categorized under these three important points for us to utilize in moving forward and closer to God during the season of Lent. The Transfiguration reminds us that heaven exists, as Jesus shows his disciples the glory of heaven in a glance, that Peter said, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." The existence of heaven reminds us of the reason why we have said yes to God in answer to our call to discipleship. We are all on a journey here on earth, and at the end of that journey, we hope to be with God in his kingdom of heaven someday. So, let us strive to live exemplary lives as Christians and prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God after our lives on earth. Secondly, the Transfiguration reminds us that the laws and the prophets are important in our journey to attaining the kingdom of heaven. The Transfiguration of Christ is a wake call to all those who think the law is useless in our journey to heaven. According to Scripture, the law is a fatherly instruction by God which prescribes for man the ways that lead to the promised beatitude, and proscribes, forbids, condemns and denounces the ways of evil. So, let us pay attention to the significance of the laws of God, doctrines of the Catholic Church as given us by the Catholic Church and the Scriptures, so as to make use of them in our journey of faith, repentance, and conversion this Lenten season. Lastly, the Transfiguration of Christ fosters the hope of heaven, informing us that everyone who strives to live out the gospel of Christ can and will attain the kingdom of heaven. This entails that we pay attention to our attitude towards our fellow Catholic brothers and sisters who are not like us because of their method or way of practicing their faith, and stop judging, persecuting, or criticizing them. Remember, only God knows the heart of each and every one of us, so let God be the judge and not us. My dear brothers and sisters, it is time to completely change and transfigure our lives as Christians into a more beautiful, holier, and spiritual state as our Lord Jesus Christ was transfigured in today's Gospel reading. Let us not forget that heaven is real and strive to attain it through perseverance and firmness of faith in God. Let us work hard in our spiritual lives to come closer to God, paying attention to and utilizing the law of God, the doctrines of the Catholic Church, the sacraments, and the Scriptures. Let us not feel rejected, worthless and abandoned because of our sins, the trials we face and encounter, or the criticisms of and persecutions from people around us. Rather, let us focus on Christ himself, who assured us with his transfiguration today that everyone who truly and sincerely accepts and strives to live out the gospel of Christ can and will attain the kingdom of heaven. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.